The first part is called the Kadesh, which is a sanctification of that day. It's a prayer of sanctification. Then there's what's known as the Hurkatz. The Hurkatz is the hand washing ceremony, and that will be done at the tables. And you actually do a hand washing, your own hand washing, at different parts during the Seder. The third segment of it is called the Karpas. And that's the eating of green vegetables, and there's some significance to that, which I'll talk about in a moment. And the Yakatz, which is the breaking of the matzah, and there's some incredible symbolism about the matzah bread, of course. And then the final part is the Magid, the telling the story of the freeing of God's people from the Egyptians in the Exodus. There are three matzahs. They are covered with napkins. The middle matzah has a great deal of symbolism because it is broken in half. Half of it is left in the napkin. At the Jewish feast, the youngest person in the family will take the other half of the matzah and hide it somewhere. Later on, there is a dialogue between the eldest person in the family and the youngest about that. But really, the fine line is that hidden matzah represents Christ in that for much of his ministry, his messiahship was hidden. And it wasn't until the end of his ministry that it became full-blown, but he is the hidden one who, in fact, during Holy Week and prior to that, revealed himself.